So if you pray like this, to be like you, you say, like with this, when we see this statue of Dharmakesha, which I will pray, say like that, then sooner or later, you see,
that was the karma why he was able to be heart to
disciple to Buddha, and was able to with Buddha to serve and receive teachings. Probably, some of you might have the translation of this. In the Indian language, Bodhisattva Mani Avani Pagata, in the Tibetan language, jewel guardian of the Bodhisattva, to each of us, a prostrate to the great compassion, a prostrate to the gurus, prostrate to the devotional deities. Abandon all the doubts. Abandon all the doubts. And cherish precisely the practice. Cherish precisely the practice. How to abandon all the doubts? Is it abandon all the doubts? So more we learn, in one way of saying, more we learn, we able to cut doubts. That's one way. More we learn, we cut. See, less doubts. More we learn Dharma, less doubts. Deeper we learn. More we study, as we make less doubts. The other thing with this, just intellectual learning is not enough. To really cut the doubts, we must practice. Purify the defilements. We need to purify defilements. Otherwise, if you have intellect, if you have good intellectual understanding, what is said in the text, what you explained by the teacher, but if you don't purify your mind, you see the doubts will come. You see, while you're doing preliminary practice, sometimes, while you're prostrating to Buddha, and while you're doing that, sometimes can come, but the thought will come, there's no Buddha. You see, heresy, this thought, that thought, or but even short time, there's no reincarnation, there's no karma. So, my point of view is that I think learning is one thing, but I think the main thing is to purify defilements. So this is how you can be free from doubts. This is how to abandon doubts. Otherwise, in very simple things, you will get doubts. In even very simple things, doesn't have to very sophisticated or philosophical point. Doesn't have to. If you have thick obscuration, then you see doubts can arise in very simple things. So purification, I think, is so important. Otherwise, even we have faith in karma, things like that now, and then sometime, past negative imprint, heresy, manifest out, your mind totally changed. And when that happens, you totally believe what you've been believing before is not true. It's wrong. So, you see, for your minds, 100% what you think is right. You see, so there's no recognition, there's no no liberation, that thing can happen. When they pass negative imprint, heresy, so you see, that when that's manifest out. So So she so therefore I think purification and prayer, dedicated marriage and purification. So prayer. The when for example, in early times come on course. Early times come on course, like say 34, the 50, those around those come on course times. So we a few days we discuss induce about mind and mind recognition. So a few days, at least 3 days, talk about mind, or discuss about mind. Then after 7 days, then more say after I think 4 or 5 days, 2 days lot of discuss. So I think like the birds, the you know whole like the whole the so many birds the recognizing the tree, see the tree, bush tree, you know chatting, see. So anyway, sorry, but that's example's not quite right, yeah. Sorry, that's it for 3 or 4 days. Anyway, so slowly get more and more calm. So after 1 week, so quite very calm, you know, quite calm. But even after 2 weeks, most people okay, but there's still one or two people cannot believe reincarnation. You know, can't understand about reincarnation, can't figure out reincarnation. You know, 2 or 3 people see after 2 weeks. So anyway, so it's all to do with personal karma. You know, it's all to do with the person's karma. Obscurus, who is more obscurus? You see, it's a question of that. So if your mind is not pure, but if you think obscuration, no matter how intelligent reason you use, and no matter how intelligent debate reason you use, cannot prove to that person. You see, cannot prove. Person one, that person won't accept, you know, doesn't agree, doesn't accept. You see, how much intelligent logic you use. Cannot approve. Okay, you see. So only when that person's, you see, just practice the purification, then there can be change. See like that. Even though that logic is for other people, for come. See, of course you have to accept. Of course it's like this. But for that, it doesn't mean for that person. You know, for that particular person, not necessarily. Like, you know, see, you know, accept. You know, abandon. Sleep and drowsiness, laziness. this is the right time. This is the right time. It's a perfect time. No, always. Attend perseverance. This is Geshe Wangchen's explanation, translation. Having removed sleepiness, dullness, laziness, I shall always be joyful when engaging in such incredible practice. with memory, awareness, consciousness, are always protect the draw of the senses. Always examine. I should always examine. Speech and body mind against any negative actions by constantly being alert and mindful in my behavior. I shall examine my mind over and over again, day and night. So, so one should practice mindfulness to be able to be able to recognize. Let's see. What are negative thoughts rising or not? Engage in negative action or not? So first thing is mindfulness. That's the foundation. Then through mindfulness one can recognize whether it's danger or rise negative thoughts or engage in negative action. Harming others, harming oneself. Rising anger, rising attachment. As well as ignorance and those other delusions. Self-serving thoughts. Sometimes doesn't remember, doesn't recognize. This is clearly need karma. Doesn't remember that. Because there's no mindfulness. And just, so sometimes one is engaged in the karma, but one doesn't recognize. so that is due to ignorance. While the life of the phenomena of objective senses, while they are natural impermanence, they can be stopped in the time. They're changing, decaying continuously every hour, every minute, every second. So while it is happening like this, then there's a appearance, the permanent appearance. There's a permanent appearance. And one believe, one letter of one's mind believe, this is always going to be like this. Opposite to impermanence. Even though there's impermanence, but one believe it's going to be always like that. So, even the things, exist by depending on, even the things exist, mere name, merely labeled by mind, depending on the base and mind, which label, the label, that say dependent on arising, existing in mere name. That's how things are, but be, but then, because there is a hallucination, a true appearance, not appearing that way according to reality, merely labeled by mind, but appearing not merely labeled by mind. And so you have appearance, you have hallucination, view, hallucinated view. And then when you allow your mind to believe, hold on to that, it's true, then you're creating we are creating ignorance in our daily life. The basis for delusion, from where the delusion rises, the basis for the root of delusion, all other emotional, negative emotional thoughts, which motivate karma. So here, need also mindfulness practice, and then instead of holding on to it, thinking this is true, we have to think the opposite. You know, merely labeled by mind, the subtle dependent arising, mindfulness in subtle dependent arising. Starting from the eye, aggregates, general aggregates, then aggregates of each one, down to the atoms of the body. So, an atom. So, according to person Kirk's group, all atoms are particles.
It exists on this cushion while the
they reached the aggregates on this cushion. So now the eye, see, so now what is that eye? It's nothing except what is merely, it is nothing other except what is merely in people's mind. What is that eye? Not because the label I cannot find, you know, on this base. I see. But it is here. It is here, this bomba, now on this cushion. While there is the aggregates on this cushion, in this bomba. So what is that? I. It is nothing other except what's merely imputed to the mind. So, so it doesn't exist oneness with this aggregates. It exists separately from this aggregates, from this base aggregates. There is no somewhat concrete reason to prove that there's an I. There's no other concrete reason. just because there's the body based, I guess, that's all. That's it. Mind, label. It received the label I. Because base is there, so it received the label. This valid base received the label I. So mind, merely imputed. Mind, merely imputed I. Because the aggregates is based, I guess, in India, in Buddhaya, in the Gompana. So the mind merely imputed I. And believed. It's about that. I'm in India, I'm in Buddhaya, I'm in the rooted to Gompa. So merely imputed and believed. Just simply believed that. So all the rest, so same thing. When the aggregate's body, what the aggregate's body is doing, action sitting, then mind immediately impeded, mind seeing that aggregate's body is doing action of sitting, then immediately impeded I, and immediately impeded action sitting, believe that. That's it. There's nothing more than that. There's no I, something extra. Something real or something extra, then more than that, there's no such thing. More than that is a false I. I, more than that, appears, believe, is a false I. That's what's empty. So according to what the mind does, what the speech does, what the body does, mind seeing that, what the function of what function of what base that mind merely imputed believe that I doing this and that merely level the action and believe that. So it's not that there's no I. It is not that there's no I, but when you compare how the I appeared before and how you believe something real I existing from its own side, now comparing to that now with this analysis now here, it's like doesn't exist. It's not that it doesn't exist, but it's like doesn't exist. It is not that totally non-existent. It's not that it exists, but it's like doesn't exist. So subtle. What it is extremely fine, so subtle. So now here, that I is empty. You can get some idea that's empty. Empty up to that real one. what used to appear before and what is bleak. Something now here. It exists, but is it? But it exists. It exists. You can't say it doesn't exist. It exists. But it's something extremely unbearable, subtle. It is empty of existing. It is empty of the real one. Put this way. Empty of that emotional I, empty of that real one. Empty while it is empty. It exists. Exists many. So this is how the I is. Extremely subtle. When we analyze what it is, how it is. So, like this, it's never the what has been appearing from this morning or from birth time or from beginner's rebirth, what one has been believing. Never that. Holding on to that, holding on that, and that's true. It is never that. That one never exists. That one never exists from time without time, from beginningless rebirth, it didn't exist. Such that I never exist. Never exist. Up and up. There's no such I. Even the omniscient mind cannot see that. What the omniscient mind see is the I empty of that. All those who realize amnesia, they see it's empty of that. That's what they realize. So Sam aggregates, how the aggregates is Sam. So how is aggregates is Sam? So you see, do not exist. They're all empty. Of the real one. Appearing from there. That's believed. True. So, they all are empty, but not total non-existent. It exists in my name, functioning in my name. And so, from there down to the atom, down to the particles of atom, all like that. So from the eye down to the particles of atom, all are what it is, mere label, everything. What's the better one? Tang Yu. Tang Yu is some little one. So, existing, being merely labeled from the eye down to particular atoms. So everything, the whole thing exists, being merely labeled by, exists in my name, being labeled by my. Same thing, the split seconds of consciousness. This hour of consciousness, minute consciousness, this second consciousness. None of that. So within that shortest time, so different school, 65 or 100, I said. 65, public school, or the, however, 365, go to Mahayana, 365. However, so the shortest time, so, down to those, say, continuity of conscience, duration seconds. They are within that so many seconds. However, what is merely labeled by mind. Existing in my name, merely labeled by mind. So everything, from the eye down to all the. So here when you're sitting, in reality, all these, piles of labels, see, doubt, but it also the consciousness. You know, one label on that. That one was a label on that. As labeled, I say labeled because there's the aggregates. Aggregates is a mere label because of a collection of stuff. The aggregates are form, mere labeled because of collections of all these parts of the body. So that same thing to other two. Other aggregate. So down to the atom, particularly everything. existing in name within the mind, down to the particles of consciousness, into the consciousness. The duration of the second, then within that 7 seconds. All that. Existing main name, meaning to the mind. So what is it? What is sitting here? Everything. Only here is sitting. I suppose sitting with the body, external body. But so the whole thing here, every single thing. So what is meaning to the mind? Existing main name. So when you're walking, so again, same, starting from the eye, down the particles, atoms, the consciousness, everything, what exists, what functions, is it what is it, or what is this meaning, all this meaning. Then all the activities, all the functions, also what's the meaning of the mind, it's all existing in there. So if you get some experience of the eye, when the analysis is done on the, when the analysis is done, the eye, say. So that feeling, there's no, certainly, there's no such a real I, emotional I, or I existing from its own side. There's such thing. And there's I. But there's aggregates, so there's I. But what it is nothing except, nothing other except what is the meaning of the mind. So that's it. That's all what it is. So that idea, that idea, that understanding, that awareness should be same with all the rest. With all the rest, down to particular atoms, and then there's sense of consciousness, all that. That awareness should be same, should have with everything, with all the rest. So this is it. Well, so we're listening here, walking, whatever. You see, so there's no such thing in reality. There's no such thing, a real one, say, concrete or real one exists from outside. There's no such thing, and that all these are total hallucination. And all this what appeared and believed is totally empty. There's no slightest atom of that exists. So while we're walking. This is what we should practice mindfulness. You see, I exist, walking, what it is, nothing, except what is meaning labeled by mind. So same aggregates, so everything, so down to particular patterns, same, split consciousness, everything. So this is what we should practice mindfulness while walking, while sitting. Whatever we're doing, so that so big, so it's kind of a, say piles, what to say, all this phenomena, say practice mindfulness, all this, you see, mingyang tang yue sa, so merely labeled, exist my name, merely labeled by mind. So practice mindfulness in this. So then, what when you mentalize this, what understanding comes in your heart, all this empty of the real one, the existing part of science. So you see, so here you can see, you get some idea of it. All this exists, but it's empty. So unified with emptiness, it depends on the horizon, starting from the eye, down, everything, you see, all the rest. Unified with emptiness, it depends on the horizon. What the Buddha said, and the Buddha realized, have shown, what Narayana has realized, shown, and what Lama Sama has realized, shown, what Milarepa has realized and shown. So therefore now, by practice mindfulness, we don't allow to create ignorance. We don't allow your mind to become ignorance. Your mind become ignorance, but they create a concept of ignorance. So if you let the mind hold on to, if you let your mind hold on to the true legitimate appearance, that this is true, then you are creating ignorance all the time. So therefore, antidote to that is you practice the mindfulness all the time. Is everything that exists being merely labeled by mind. Everything is mere name, merely labeled by mind. So if you practice the mindfulness all the time, this, then you see then you don't allow your mind to create. You don't allow to create this concept, the ignorance, root of samsara, the self-grasping of the person. You don't care that, and still grasp on the aggregate phenomena or the aggregate. So this root of samsara by practice mindfulness. So then the teaching says practice is mindfulness, protect yourself through the senses. So protect from delusion, you see, ignorance. Here I'm particularly talking about ignorance. How to protect, you see, from delusion, ignorance. So, and then the other one's karma. See, ignorance, karma. Maybe we know intellectually, but in the daily life we don't recognize that you're carrying a karma, or there can be something like that. And sometimes one doesn't know that it's a karma. See, that's ignorance. Stop.
Kone kondo bevaro. Changjo sunjo rinpo se ma jewa nam jeyo se kewa nyamba me ba ye kone. Changjo sunjo rinpo se ma jewa nam jeyo se kewa nyamba me ba ye kone kondo bevaro.
May I and family members, Muslim family members, all the spiritual benefit of the Sangha Foundation. Those who give their lives to honor and doing service to Sangha Meditation Buddha and all the lessons of Sangha Meditation. May we meet only perfectly qualified Guru in all the future, in all the lifetimes. And to be able to, from each single side, or soul side, to be able to see only enlightened being. To be able to see only enlightened being. From each single side, or soul side, they would a virtuous friend, to be able to see only enlightened being in all the lifetimes. And from our society, from every single society, to be able to do only the action most pleasing to the mind of the virtuous friend in all the lifetimes. And from our society, from each single society, to be able to fulfill the holy wishes of, to be able to fulfill the holy wishes of. The virtuous friend immediately in all the lifetimes. Do you have the three high merits collectible? Three high merits collectible. May I able to offer scarce benefit to all sentiments? I love Tsongkhapa. By having the same quality within me as Lama Tsongkhapa has from now on in all my future lifetimes. Three times it is corrupted by me, three times it is corrupted by others. That which, say, that which appears towards your mind, or do you want? That was totally empty. Not that. To that, may the eye again appear free one from there, which is totally non-existent, empty there, right there. It is empty right there, which is empty right there. Achieve Guru Sakyamuni Bliss enlightenment, again which appears real one from there, which is totally non-existent, empty right there. Lead all the sentiments, again which also appears real one from there, but in reality, there's no such thing. It's totally. Totally non-existent. Such that simply means totally non-existent. Empty. Leads to the Buddha Sakyamuni Bliss enlightenment, again, which is something appearing real one from there, which is totally non-existent, empty. By myself alone, who also appears a real one from there, which is totally non-existent, empty. I did get all the merits, and some is three times, but I didn't get the merits. And merits and discipline, particularly to Lama Tsongkhapa, may it be exercised completely. What was hard was by members, and all of us here, in the hearts of all the students, benefit from the organization, those who give their life to the organization doing service, Christian, the meditation with in this way, completely exercised in this very lifetime. In that way, may it be spread in all the directions, may it be flourished forever in this world.
最近叫我总高位置的南方北瓦当给你怎么是吧 java la san tava itemba yure banju
I mentioned the big piles of labels that even that is wrong. Because that's still becoming gross because you're taking one label on top of another label. See, because they're here, then still makes you think the eye on the aggregate. It makes you think, you see, it makes you think truth existent. Because something real. Because I on the aggregate. When you believe that the eye on the aggregate. I is labeled as relating to the aggregate, independent to the aggregate, relating to the aggregate. But if you think the eye is on the aggregate, then there's something real. See, there's something real. See? Easy to fall in that way. There is aggregates for the mind, because of that, mind merely limited to the eye. And that's how it is existing, and that's how it is functioning, merely limited by the mind. So even thinking that big, even thinking in the powers of a label, still nothing. That's not quite correct. It's not quite correct. So it makes you believe there's something real under. You see, it's an I. There's. Something poundable on the. Poundable, which is on the aggregate, you see. There's something there. So I think that shouldn't be there at all. The idea of that I can be found, that I can poundable on the aggregate, that idea shouldn't be there at all. otherwise, we cannot differentiate. Otherwise, the presentational view is more. It's the subtlest, you see, difference between Swatantra school, Rangiva, the view at that person. And that's, you see, Rangiva believes that his eyes are foundable on that, yes. Rangiva, Swatantra school, eyes foundable on that, yes. I exist, I say, by its nature. Eyes foundable, there's eye on that, yes, foundable. Present, there's no such thing at all. Doesn't exist by its nature. Truly doesn't exist, but it doesn't exist even by its nature. So there's no such thing there. You know, you cannot find the eye on that, I guess. So there's huge differences between those two mother bank schools. So, tomorrow, please get up at